Wanna breathe, wanna move, and not ever feel afraid. Wanna live in a place where the truth still finds a way to rise and advise. And when everything is lies, you bring. Cause there's nowhere you can run and still feel safe.
Sunday web edition of Liberation Station Radio Show. Sorry for all these the delay in getting connected here, and I will get right into it. Sorry for the connection problems, but now we have a good audio connection on Skype. Unfortunately, don't have a Zoom connection. Maybe that'll be resolved. Looks like it's on my end, so we'll be able to accept RBN's invitation to the Zoom meeting. I hope it's not external interference. By the way, RBN, I got you on the phone on mute if we need to go to that. So that's a backup. If we get disconnected, I'll get reconnected right away. I'm going to go into Zoom and try to open up the meeting again at the commercial break. But for now, we'll stay on Skype. And let's get into what's got me and a lot of people worried, concerned for the jurors in the Kyle Rittenhouse case and the rioting in Portland, Oregon, the windows being broken out. Is this just the start? And the right to self-defense. If you're 17 years old and you're alleged to have an illegal firearm, and well, the prosecution did not allege that. Maybe they should have, if that's what people are faulting the prosecution in terms of those who, like Reverend Al Sharpton and others who would call him a white supremacist, say, well, he had a illegal firearm. Well, then perhaps we should both fault the prosecution on that, if you want to fault the prosecution. But now, of course, you shouldn't fault somebody for defending themselves in this nanny state where we've grown up for so many years, even in schools, where the public school system, where you're not allowed to even raise your arm, or you'll get the same punishment as your assailant. You're not allowed to defend yourself, to protect yourself. And you'll get whatever suspension or whatever punishment the assailant gets. And so, you know, even Kyle Rittenhouse running away, if you did that in school and you defended yourself, I'm not sure what kind of defense you'd have then. But Kyle Rittenhouse's case, the exculpatory or vindicating evidence of the drone footage was withheld by the FBI, showing him running across the parking lot before he shot his assailants, one of whom was Joseph Rosenbaum, convicted of having sex with a minor in Arizona in 2002. And was prohibited from possessing firearms. So there was the case that the defense was trying to make, that Joseph Rosenbaum was trying to disarm and acquire Kyle Rittenhouse's weapon. And, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse does have defamation suits for the likes of Sharpton or Biden, just calling him a white supremacist. So there are also those civil suits, as well as hopefully malicious prosecution. And you know, before the video of Kyle Rittenhouse running across the parking lot, that withheld video, there's video of him trying to negotiate to de-escalate, and obviously he was there for no confrontation. People would say he had a weapon, he was out there. Well, yeah, it's a dangerous area in Kenosha. We'll play a video on that. Let me send that video over to the studio in the chat here in a moment, in just a few seconds. So we'll get to that, and then we'll get into some more organizing on the technical aspects of the show. So there, I just sent it to you in the studio. I'm not sure if I should put that on the... Yeah, I was just wondering if I should send it to Skype too. All right, let me go ahead and do that, figure out how to do that. Oh gosh, I'm not so used to Skype. Let me see. There, I found it. Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks. I figured it out right as you did me the favor of sending the message, Sam. All right. There you go. Cool. All right. And, you know, they're rioting and breaking windows in Portland, Oregon already, destroying their own standard of living. They're just attacking their fellow debt slaves. And here's some points that I'm going to make. Maybe I'll play. I don't really feel like I should do a whole lot of dignity to my call this morning. I'm just going to cover it. Now, for the sake of time, so much valuable information to cover. I'll give you the reference of my call this morning to another, to a communist, self-described communist revolutionary, just to give you the backstory, because he's for centralized government, of course, and increased police power, as they tend to be. So that is Mobili Ogum. He's the co-host of local WMNF 88.5 FM show called The Sunday Forum. The host is Walter L. Smith, who I've had great respect for until recent months, when Mobili is taking the control board and cuts me off when I get controversial, lets other people talk far longer, but me giving information in fact after fact, trying to ask questions, have patient conversation, I get cut off. And that happened this morning. And by the way, a few months ago, I called in and, in regards to critical race theory, asked two questions. Are you still a self-described communist revolutionary? And what do you like so much about this Marxist-founded critical race theory? I should have been more specific before you cut me off, which was to, I should have asked is, what passages do you like? Like, for example, what do you find so appealing about critical race theory in math class? And give us some examples, give the audience some examples. But he cut me off, said I was attacking him. Probably said that because he felt attacked last time I called and I asked him if he was a self-described communist revolutionary, and he admitted it. Following caller, it's a socialist. He said he doesn't like communists, and that's the way classic socialists are. So I think he's figuring out that when you show your true colors and try to people try to call and have a conversation on your ideology, then you cry that you're being attacked. And that's what I called in this morning under a second phone number, a different phone number to call in. And I said, I'm not going to say what I got into, but I don't want to do it any injustice. And he just said, oh, I said basically that I was calling in to speak to Walter, the host. Mobili cut me off before, just to make clear that I didn't hang up. As Walter had, in my first call, he had asked if I was still there. Mobili said, no, he's gone. Didn't ask if I had hung up. Of course, he knows I don't hang up. Many times I've said goodbye, so Mobili hung up and called back. And I said, I want to speak to Walter. I did not hang up after I was cut off by Mobili last time. And Mobili says, oh, you broke the rules, Mr. Nanny. That's Mr. Mobili Ogham. And I asked, oh, what rule did I break, Walter? Can you tell me? And Walter was silent. So I continued. And eventually he hung up on me. But I'm going to make some of the points that I made. And some of these points I made in the Facebook Live feed. That's a great place to get their attention, which Walter was reading selectively. And I really tore into them both for very good ideological reasons. As I'm about to describe, I got to say, after I was called white supremacist by Mobili, I called back to say, just remember the same law enforcement uses the same tactics against blacks, just like the Black Panthers. When you don't address the propaganda, you allow the police state to grow. This was malicious prosecution, as I mentioned in my first call, because exculpatory evidence was withheld, the drone footage of Kyle Rittenhouse being chased across the parking lot. It's malicious prosecution, but because I point out these facts, it's because I want you to have the best legal defense in the future. And this video you can check out at Walter L. Smith's Facebook page, and it's also on the audio is archived at WMNF.org. I mention all this really to encourage people to stop riots from happening everywhere, to influence. There are people listening to this station across the globe. I hear them call in. Some have moved out, and they say they're calling in now, and or some find it appealing. They listen and they call. So. And there are a lot of local people who call in to be controversial, just not enough people. That's what I'm encouraging this audience to do. And so, I just heard something. Am I coming through on Skype still? Oh, that was a different noise that came through my headphones. So, all right, Sam, thanks. I made that noise in my headphones myself. So these I want you folks to call into these shows on WMNF.org. If you go over to my Facebook page, you'll see a list of some of them I posted near the top. These talk shows that are relevant to politics and such on WMNF.org. Progressively oriented, community sponsored, 70%, they say, community sponsored. So the other 30%, I would imagine more, is corporate sponsored. They have that information available in their IRS Form 990 information. It reveals that a house cannot remain standing when it's divided like that. So, looking at the donors is also revealing on their filings page. I'm not sure what the exact page is. So if you go over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Chris.Steiner1, facebook.com/Chris, C-H-R-I-S, dot S-T-E-I-N-E-R, number one. And you'll see a list in one of my recent postings of those WMNF 88.5 FM in the Tampa Bay area here, talk shows that are relevant. And I hope you can call in to the moment you hear them say something incorrect, as they are wont to do. You don't have to listen very long, so just a few moments and you'll find something you can call in on and maybe inaccuracies to address. We'll be right back after this break on the Sunday Web Edition Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, and the site is theliberationstation.com. We'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
And thanks for coming back on Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner here. I'm talking about Kyle Rittenhouse, and we got Zoom going, so if you'd like to join on Zoom and be seen or go in the chat room, and I'm about to go in to check out the Merbailey chat room at theliberationstation.chatango.com that she made. And we have these different ways, different things I have to keep looking at to get involved with you. That's the chat room at theliberationstation.chatango.com. And there's the Zoom meeting. If you go to theliberationstation.com near the top where it says next show, today's date, November 21st, and it says click on the join by Zoom link right after that. And then going to hopefully get the Facebook live feed going here. And let me see if I can finish up what I was saying, and then we'll play that clip that I sent you, Sam, and give you the call-in numbers and let you – you can reach us by Zoom on call-in numbers, but in order to save RBN the money, and if you can't use the 512 area code number, then you can use the Zoom number, try the Zoom number. And if all else fails, use the RBN toll-free number. So that 512 number is 51. Oh, pardon me. Just skip my mind. Let me click on the listen link here. I thought it would be right here on my phone, and. And so, let me give you the toll free number at 1-800. I'm sorry, Sam. Maybe I'm drawing a blank here on my computers. There we go. I can do it. 512-248-8252. I should have that on my notes, on my post-it note in front of me. 512-248-8252. And toll free 1-800-313-9443, and I'm putting that at the top of my show notes right now. And and then get into these other points on Kyle Rittenhouse that I was mentioning, just in regards to me calling the Sunday Forum this morning. And I forgot to mention that if you want to go to their page, that Facebook live feed, and see my call in the comments, you can go to facebook.com/sunday.forum, and or you go to the personal Facebook page of the host. And I'm not sure if he's the host, as I'm saying, and I've experienced over the months he doesn't control the control board and doesn't control his producer. especially this morning and in the past. And do all the speaking for you? At least this morning, Walter L. Smith II stood up for himself after Mobili said I was a white supremacist, and made him so uncomfortable. Like, he said that I guess he must have felt uncomfortable enough to say, I didn't call you a white supremacist. I didn't call you a white. Okay, well, I never said that you did. Because you weren't doing the talking, Walter L. Smith II. So, anyway, my relationship. I'm just expressing my discouragement now, most especially today. I've seen it coming in my previous calls. I've tried to build a relationship of trust and honesty, but there's only so much you can take when you're being cut off. So many times you can stand being cut off, where you have to ask the host. Are you the host? And so that's the situation I want you to be aware of as well, if you're going to call into that show. And I told him it's not really worth listening. I'm not interested in listening to a show where Mobili Ogum is the moderator. So, after my... let me back up a bit. Early on in the show, starting out the topic on Kyle Rittenhouse, Walter L. Smith II was saying that, I don't understand why people are pointing out that his victims weren't black. I mean, it makes no sense. Why are they talking about this? Okay, so I call in and I mention, it's like Reverend Al Sharpton and Mobili. They're all on board with this white supremacist trope, and if you're wondering why, and then now, since since only since Walter L. Smith II and others like Collars and Mobili, because Walter L. Smith is only agreeing with them, saying that Kyle Rittenhouse was a hater. Are you telling me he was not defending his life? Are you saying his love for his life wasn't a factor? And we'll pick this up with that clip what was the actual atmosphere in Kenosha, Wisconsin at the time? It was dangerous. It was very dangerous. We'll be right back here on Republic Broadcasting Network, so please stay tuned.
There's bed lines being drawn. Nobody's right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
What you gonna do to stop me this time, baby? You've been trying to mess around with my mind, baby. You've been messing with my mind. Well, you do it all the time. You've been messing with my mind. You know you do it all the time.
And we're back here, Liberation Station Radio Show. We're back on the Sunday Web Edition, and I'm Chris Steiner, just getting back into this Kyle Rittenhouse situation. reflecting on it, and we'll get to that video posted November 3rd. And it's on the Kyle Rittenhouse drone footage hidden by the FBI in the atmosphere in Kenosha, Wisconsin at the time that was so hostile. Nobody should wonder why, if you're going to go outside, you better be armed. I mean, you're going to hear just how terrible people unarmed live there in fear. Kind of like the Australians are, getting shot in the back with rubber bullets, not allowed to, well, in the mark of the beast system, what do you expect? The police state's going to take over and not allow you to do business, even with the unvaccinated. You're going to get heavy-duty fines. So it's really the mark of the beast is a two-way street. You're not going to be allowed to do business with people who they say are unvaccinated for the COVID shots. So you know, hey, babe, maybe you've gotten your 13 days out from the second shot, not the 14th day. Not only will they count you unvaccinated if you get sick or die, they'll also not allow you to, it also could be a lame excuse to not allow someone to serve you. And those servers would also be penalized. So, hey, everybody has something to gain from this in Australia when you lose your weapons. And that's the underlying point here, is look at that nation right now. The best way I think we can serve them is by preventing ourselves from going there, strengthening this country, strengthening Florida. We'll get into some of the weaknesses that many do not know about with the bills that were passed in the special session in Florida. At least we had a special session, but it doesn't go far enough. Do not be lulled into a false sense of security by anyone you idolize. And I don't care if that includes DeSantis or not, Governor DeSantis or not, there is room for criticism that is underreported. And I'm not going to go into the history. I'm just going to get into, I'll mention briefly that when there were people being arrested for not wearing masks, this was before DeSantis granted his pardon, which is a good thing. And I hope it allows those people who are jailed for not wearing masks, contrary to the governor's order, I hope it gives them more ammunition to sue in federal court for civil rights damages. But at the time that people were being jailed, he did not intervene. And there are three videos I've seen where people asked DeSantis to do something about it, and he ignored them. In one case, he walked into his motorcade. These videos, if you want to find them, I'm sure are on the Facebook group called Pinellas Watch. That's a local, very active group. You can find links to on my homepage at theliberationstation.com, theliberationstation.com, because I do try to connect the local with the national and how it's being implemented or not, whether it is or not, and you know, statewide, local, and how they interface. And so we'll get into some of these laws that were just passed in the special session, but just to tease that, I'll get back into now this Kyle Rittenhouse acquittal. And it's also important to note that police pushed the protesters who were BLM protesters or whatever kind of protesters. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter when you're a protester, being pushed towards and the people who are armed in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So that, before Kyle Rittenhouse shot the two who were chasing him. And that's kind of interesting to note. But, I brought that up on the Sunday forum this morning. And then that wasn't really considered a huge offense. You know, when police push a group of you in a protest, and you don't want to be armed, and I understand that. You're afraid of hurting people, I suppose. And, you know, but maybe you're brave enough to chase after the, somebody who's armed because you think that you outnumber them, maybe. I don't know what's going through the heads of his deceased attackers. And I don't want to shoot anybody, but I'm not going to hesitate in telling them that. So leave that right there. And don't waste any time on a prospective remorse. I mean, I laugh at that. What kind of wasted thought process is it to think that, okay, I don't want to shoot somebody? Of course you don't want to shoot somebody. You'll consider the factors in self-defense, but for those whose forte is not self-preservation, then I just think that they're wasting too much time on why they should not be armed. But for if you're not an armed person and you're being pushed by police to arm towards those who are armed, that's a little bit egregious. Can't you say that the police lit the match that set this off? Can't you say that the prosecutor for Kyle Rittenhouse was trying to make a name for himself against those BLMers? And so I'm just going through my notes here. Let me see if I haven't much more to say. I don't have much more to say on this. So other than, you know, like today, why am I so often cut off when I'm disagreeing? I'm just giving fact after fact. And there's so many others who get to speak for much longer. And they might disagree, but they're a little bit more milquetoast. I say they might disagree, but they don't take head-on mobility. And the fact that he keeps cutting me off and that he's allowed to do so. Why should I try to have a conversation without first prefacing it with, I'm afraid that you're going to cut me off again because you're Walter L. Smith II, not the host of the show, and the self-described communist revolutionary Mobili Ogham is doing it. So when I did ask Walter L. Smith II, don't you think, I'll ask them both, but Mobili wouldn't answer. And he answered first, even though I addressed Walter L. Smith II. And this is my second call where I called in and I said, look, I'm asking you, Walter, I'm not trying to have a conversation with Mobili because he keeps cutting me off. So I want to ask you, isn't this prosecutorial misconduct? Isn't this malicious prosecution? Shouldn't someone be held accountable? And he said that it wasn't because the judge was making excuses for Rittenhouse. So I asked Walter L. Smith II on Facebook, on the Facebook live feed. And, you know, I'm sure it gets more viewers from people who are concerned because they're online, they're on Facebook, than the average person. If they're listening, they're not as likely to be involved. So, you know, in addition, by the way, to this drone footage and the clip that we're going to play that includes the drone footage, which doesn't go over well on the radio, so we won't play that. But just to let you know, this will be from the channel on YouTube called The Thinking Conservative, entitled Kyle Rittenhouse Drone Footage Hidden by FBI. And I asked on the Facebook live feed for this morning Sunday forum, which originates, I guess, syndicates on Walter L. Smith's second personal page, if you want to check that out, where these comments are. I ask, which came first, the judge making excuses for Rittenhouse, as you claim, or the prosecution of Kyle Rittenhouse? Because, and I made this point on my first call this morning, is that it should have been brought to a grand jury first, as constitutional attorney Chris Ann Hall brought to my attention in her latest video, or a recent video I just saw this morning. It's that it should have been brought to a grand jury. So I comment, because the case wasn't first brought to a grand jury with the full prosecutorial evidence provided and no defense, as is required, but The exculpatory or the vindicating evidence withheld, which I linked to in parentheses, the video that we're going to play, the drone featuring the drone footage, it is malicious prosecution. So don't you agree there should be a charge of malicious prosecution? If not, or if you choose to not answer, it seems to me using the judge as a lame excuse. So I know it's not a silly question, but maybe it's silly to ask it, knowing I'm not going to be answered. It's really for the sake of the audience, and that's why I do this. It's because I'm concerned, and that's why this concern needs to show through in facts and ideology when you call into shows that and they try to frame you as a white supremacist or whatever they might try to do. They don't see that that's offensive, that they're really just, you know, not making friends. But of course, these snowflakey people don't want their own ideology discussed that they've admitted. Because I think it was Fortune, as I mentioned earlier, that the following call after mine a few years ago when Mobili admitted, as I asked him, he admitted, are you still a communist revolutionary in relation to whatever the conversation was? The following call said, ooh, communists are bad. Socialists know this. World War II taught us this. And, you know, this is a guy who I think right about now, he's about 60 years old. And I'm guessing, but, you know, he has some experience and I know him personally. But I don't like him anymore. He was my landlord. He was a slumlord. And so I know a lot about him. And it's kind of gratifying to have him call in on my side after I had a long legal battle with him. I exposed him. I'm not going to mention him on the show here, but I mention him on my YouTube channel as a slumlord. You know, it's like, how can you live in a place where the video, I show the videos to expose him and his excuses for not repairing an air duct that was infested with rats, so couldn't use the AC or the heat. And he faulted me for looking up in the attic and discovering this. These things you can see on my YouTube channel. It's a Timbawulf YouTube channel, TimbaWulf, Timbawulf. That was back in 2010. But, you know, it's the title of the video is something to the effect of this slumlord's negligence could cost you your life. And I won't go into that anymore, but I'm pretty used to fighting, other than to say I'm pretty used to fighting and learning how to fight slumlords, scamlords, those when I say scamlords, I mean those who have a good apartment or a good home to rent, but then they start doing things to try to force you to compel you to move, like wasting your things that cost your utilities to be expended, like say cutting holes in a water pipe to cause a water leak, or things that draw electricity when they shouldn't, and lots of other things that cause you to want to move and then forfeit your security deposit. And if there's a last month's rent and any of the current month's rent, rather than fight in court, because, you know, basically what happens, it's a standoff. If somebody wants to stand up for themselves as a tenant, here in Florida, at least, and my father, I just want you to know, was a landlord. I know tenants are very bad, very, very bad at times. They feel like they're entitled to live in a place without paying. So what I'm about to tell you is really the only way here in Florida to extricate yourself from a bad landlord, and that is to just let them know you're terminating the lease, but you're going to stay there. I mean, the best thing really to do is try to negotiate a termination of lease, and I've done that before. Best terms on that for me is to pay me in cash at the date of the move out. We'll do a videotaped inspection, and if you think that anything should be deducted from the security deposit, then we'll state that right then and there. You'll deduct it, and if I feel I want to sue you, I'll do that. It's implied that if I'm going to sue you later, I will. Because one time a landlord, when we terminated the lease, he gave me a check. He stopped payment on the check. I sued him, settled, and got payment, and then some. He was outraged. why would I sue him? I mean, he didn't think he would hear from me, is what he said in mediation. So anyhow, it was right after the pretrial hearing, where he confessed that he did steal my electricity, which here in Florida allows the tenant to 3 months worth of rent or actual damages, whichever is greater. And I document all my business relationships, especially with landlords. And so there are scam lords also that do this kind of thing. And I found one 2017 by contacting that not only I experienced, but I contacted others who in their court filings, they put their phone numbers. So I contacted them and learned a lot. And so when you have a bad landlord, slumlord or scamlord, you have to terminate the lease, and they don't like that. They take umbrage often. How dare you, how dare you not pay me? I'm taking care of everything, or I will. I'll take care of it. And then they want to be paid. So or they don't want a tenant sitting there feeling like they can assert themselves. And when you terminate the lease, you tell them, I am paid up until this date, and we can negotiate a termination of lease sooner if you like, because I try to negotiate already. But if they don't want to do that, then you stay there for the sake of good faith. I am moving out, and often a landlord will file an eviction, and then that way you can. That's the only way to protect your money, your security deposit, and your reputation, and show the landlord to be the person that he is or she is. We'll be right back here on Liberation Station Radio Show, so please stay tuned.
Owners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Is this the light at the end of the tunnel? Is this the end of all of my trouble? Is this the light at the end of the tunnel? Yeah, or just the light of another oncoming train?
And welcome back to Liberation Station Radio Show. That was Anastasia with Light at the End of the Tunnel. And if you've taken a COVID shot and think that the boosters are in your future, then you may be doubting what the source of that light is. Is it the light at the end of the tunnel? No, there is no light at the end of the tunnel for the booster shots, and they don't boost anyway. They're only for the original strain that goes extinct, and all coronaviruses are also animal vector. There's been no eradication of animal vector vaccines. Animal vector viruses. So there's no way you're going to eradicate it, whether it's with a vaccine or any other means. And that's a fact. So you want to put masks and vaccinate every creature on Earth? That's not going to work either. Let's get back into, we'll play that clip here in just a second, as I promised. I can't believe I spent so much time railing on landlords, but if you want to contact me on any Florida landlord-tenant law, it's really interesting that the statutes provide certain rights and responsibilities for both parties. Landlord-tenant relations, Chapter 83, Florida statutes is must reading for anyone who's a tenant or landlord, so that when you have a problem, you know what has to be done. And then there are Florida Supreme Court cases or other Florida cases that grant other rights. So I'm not going to go into that right now. If you have any landlord-tenant issues, not that I'm offering, I offer a little bit of free help, but if I can answer something right off the bat after my many days of having to fight various landlords here in Florida, slumlords, scamlords, with whom I had tried to negotiate, and they were all about the money. Otherwise, they wouldn't be that way. Then you can contact me. And these little brush fires are meant to be put out. If I can do it for a patriot, then, or anybody, especially for a patriot, I'd be glad to. Whoever is in the right, and if you're in the wrong, I'll tell you what needs to be fixed, what procedure may not have been followed. And a lot of people who are in the right, but they do not know the process they need to follow to protect their rights. Number one being collection of evidence before you have a problem. And, later on you have communications and as much interaction recorded that can be in your defense, and may allow you to slam dunk a legal case, as I did, with all the proof you need. Put their right in the documentation, even though it was settled. I put in the documentation that he canceled the check. The landlord gave me the $710 refund of my security deposit, and then he canceled the check. He tried to send me an email saying that, I had spent more money, it cost him more money, and that the next day he was going to, I guess we're going to a break here. So, then he tried to appease me by saying he would pay me even more money the next day in an email. Then he offered the full amount if I would drop my claim against him for 3 months worth of rent, which I never started the suit on. And I ignored all those emails and just sued him in court because he's a scumbag. So that's how that worked. And I don't like people who try to negotiate with my money. and they admit they're wrong, but they want me to try to extort me. So we'll be right back here on Liberation Station Radio Show in the second hour. I'm your host, Chris Steiner, at theliberationstation.com. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back with more on Kyle Rittenhouse.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory.